Welcome to Women Waken, a podcast that helps you heal, spiritually, from trauma in relationships, childhood, and early life conditioning, to shift from a place of codependency into a divine feminine state of love, harmony, abundance, and joy. On Women Waken, we begin the journey to waken from the illusion of needing to prove our worth into the divine experience of knowing our worth. I'm your host, Whitney Walker. I'm a licensed mental health therapist, and I specialize in substance abuse, addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. I'm also a fellow human being who has experienced most of the issues that I explore on this show. On today's Divine Feminine episode, I'm moving into the second episode of my mini-series for trust. And on this episode, I'm talking about trusting that things will come to you. Isn't that an interesting concept? That is, in fact, maybe the core principle of the divine feminine. To be in your feminine is to be receiving, not chasing, just trusting that the things that are truly meant for you, the things that are a vibrational match for you, the things that you are magnetically attracting because of who you are, will find their way to you no matter what. Be it relationships, situations, things, people, opportunities, information, all of these things shall find their way to you if you just trust. And that's what I want to explore with you on this episode. So take a listen and enjoy. Hey, everybody. Whitney here with a Divine Feminine solo episode, my second episode in this new little series I'm doing on trust. And this episode is all about just kicking back, relaxing, surrendering, accepting that things will come to you. That's right. There's nothing you have to do. They just come to you. Okay, but with a little caveat, and let me explain. Yes, things will come to you. However, we do have to do the work to generate the energy that we want to attract. Do you understand? Let's break this down a little. It's a little confusing. So obviously I'm talking a bit about the law of attraction. Law of attraction, you heard a lot about it. Let's break it down. So one of the first major voices around the law of attraction was actually a couple named Esther and Jerry Hicks. They wrote the books on the law of attraction, which was based on their channeling of an entity named Abraham. Now, I've spoken of this before on the show because Esther and Jerry Hicks were first inspired by the books that I love so much right now, the Seth books. So the Seth material by Jane Roberts and her husband, who actually did a lot of their channeling in upstate New York, where I find myself now. They have their books on the law of attraction. Definitely recommend. It's worth reading. I mean, it's gotten a little bit on the side of people sort of just calling it very new age, right? The law of attraction has been a little bit washed out in terms of people simplify it too much. But the concepts truly are fascinating in the original books of the law of attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks, because it's not just talking about being what you want to attract and acting in a way that you want to attract things. It's about really the reality of our thoughts creating our reality. And that our thoughts bring in and materialize exactly what we ask for. So that's the same as saying like your essence, your energy, which then become thoughts, right? Thoughts, word, deeds. Thoughts, word, action. First there's a thought, then you speak it, then it comes into form. So that's sort of the law of attraction. It's also just like the frequency, right? The concept of frequency, that if you're at a certain frequency, you will attract things. Anyways. Definitely recommend those books. Very interesting. And then, of course, later on down the line, there was the book The Secret that came out, I think about 20 years ago, maybe the late 90s or early 2000s. But The Secret was a really popular book that also was sort of this idea that you can crack the code on manifestation, right? You can figure out how to suddenly be a millionaire. And that also got a little bit washed out because it really had too much of a focus on basically just being a millionaire, because that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants their money. Everybody wants their material things. If you watch the movie, it even talks a lot about like getting the car you want and the money you want. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not insulting it. It just kind of made it seem a little bit focused on more like consumerism, materialism, like typical capitalism. Then actually the power that we are as creative beings to create the reality that we desire. So we're moving back from that a little bit. We're going to look at this from a more divine feminine lens, which is that if you move into an even smaller lens at a micro level, the feminine is the egg and the masculine is the sperm that comes together and creates life. As we know from sex ed classes back in like eighth grade. So yes, I did have to Google this and confirm the order of operations. An egg is released from an ovary and travels down the fallopian tube towards the uterus. It's chilling. It's flowing. It's just going with the flow. Has anyone seen the movie Look Who's Talking? The fabulous movie with John Travolta and Christy Alley. May she rest in peace. The opening scene in that movie, which I watched like 1,000 times when I was a kid, shows this process. I just thought I would share that. It's fun because you all probably know it. It has like the Beach Boys playing in the background. It's great. So the egg is released from the ovary, travels down the fallopian tube towards the uterus. It's flowing. It's just going. It's not chasing anything. It's just moving with the flow. But guess what's coming after it? Guess what is chasing it? Those millions, thousands. Oh, damn. Now I have to look up how many are released. Ooh, okay. A single ejaculation is comprised of 300 to 400 million sperm. Good God, that's a lot. That's a whole lot of little creatures swimming around in there. Okay, so, and you know what they do? They bolt, they run. All those millions of sperm are having the biggest giant race that's ever happened when they go down the fallopian tube, all of them trying to be the big winner who makes it to the egg and fertilizes it. There you go, you're welcome for this lesson on how reproduction works. My point is, by nature, the feminine is just flowing. It's just flowing down there, waiting for the masculine sperm to come to it. That's also a great way to look at dating. Just do that. I'm kidding. But I do know, I do have friends that are like, honor that. Like, honor the essence of creation, which says, let the masculine come to you. They're obviously, we've gone up, down, and all around, and I support anybody's approach to dating. I've tried all of them myself. Whatever you want to do is okay. But I usually end up resorting back to that. And I like to have the masculine come to me at the end of the day. How about you? Let me know your thoughts. My point is, for this episode, we're talking about the feminine, because this whole podcast is about exploring and allowing and bringing back, introducing more divine feminine concepts into our world, into our psyche, into our understanding, to allow for a more balanced experience of life on our planet. Now, if we embraced more divine feminine principles, including that of attraction, we would have a different experience. There would be less of this forcing and chasing. There would be more allowing. Think of these words: allowing, trusting, accepting, surrendering, releasing. Consider those words for a second. We don't have a lot of that in our world. We don't have a lot of appreciation or recognition or acknowledgement that these things can be honored. For almost everything in our world, every single sector of our society does not honor the law of harmony, balance, and attraction. There's this sense of urgency more so, this sense of having to make something happen rather than trusting that something can happen and will happen in the right timing, in the right way. And I won't go too into it, but it's obviously devastating our planet. Just think about it even in just an environmental way. We don't allow for nature to take its course. We try to push and force and manipulate it so that we get what we want when we want it. That might as well be the motto for humans. We want what we want when we want it, and it's literally killing our planet, killing ourselves. Anyways, I'm going to get off that tangent. If we could just open ourselves to the possibility that maybe the divine feminine has a place, the divine feminine concepts has a place in the way that our world orchestrates and works and believes and considers what is possible, what may be another way that works for more people and for the earth. Can you dig it? That's the vision. to clarify, this is not about men versus women. This in particular episode is a lot about everybody being able to embrace what we call the divine feminine principle. And I'm very aware because I talk about the divine feminine all the time and people look at me like, okay, great, you spiritual weirdo, which yeah, I'm a spiritual weirdo and that's fine with me. Yet it's important to recognize it has nothing to do with, again, the duality between man and woman. Yes, the feminine by nature, just like her egg, is more attuned and I believe naturally a part of what we call the yin energy. So yes, it is the more fluid, more flowy, more receiving, more harmonious, more balanced energy. And the masculine is its beautiful counterpart of the yang, the yin and the yang, but it's not men versus women. Every single person within them has that yin and yang energy. However, the world at large, and again, most people at a smaller level, don't honor the yin as much. We live mostly in our masculine, predominantly in our masculine, as individuals and as a society. So there encapsulates my premise for this episode. And what I really want to offer you today, I'm not trying to be in a soapbox. I'm not trying to lecture about the law of attraction or all of that. You guys can check out the books. You guys can go research that. What I want to speak on is ways that you, in your own day-to-day basis, and more importantly, in your own understanding, can begin to move in a state of less stress, less anxiety, less doubt, and less fear. And really, that's what would be wonderful to have for our world, for humanity as a whole. And that's why this premise is important, and that's why the divine feminine is important. When we don't have trust, we live in fear. Because fear is the opposite of love. And another word for love is trust. Trusting, believing, having faith. Those are all synonyms to love. Synonyms to fear are doubt, worry, and really in general, just having that lack of trust that things can work out without having to force them. And just to offer quickly is that it is important to consider that everything we've ever worried about in our life was going to happen one way or another, despite our worry. Sometimes I do that to reduce my anxiety in the moment where I think, you know, I remember 5 years ago, I was so worried about how this one event was going to work out. I was so stressed. I couldn't sleep over it. I just couldn't reduce my stress and anxiety over what was going to happen with the situation. But that situation turned out how it did, and my anxiety didn't do one dang thing to contribute to that. And the same is true for your life right this second. All the unknowns, all the questions, all the uncertainties, the one thing that's not going to help with that is fear and anxiety. And this isn't a lecture because I know dang well I have plenty of anxiety right now about things that feel unknown. Yet I do now try much more than I used to identify, where is this fear coming from? Is worrying about it, being anxious over, going to help it? If not, how can I release it? And it's not always easy. And as I've spoken to before, I'm a big proponent of giving yourself like little 5-minute worry blocks where you just let yourself think about, oh my gosh, it's not going to work out. So what am I going to do? And and then give yourself back to your day, to your time. And also that sometimes you just have to surrender a little bit to your anxiety. And the only thing you can do to reduce anxiety in the long term is to build your trust. And trust is challenging. Really, it's hard to trust in our world. We're not really given the message that things will work out. More so, we're told basically our whole lives that you better be worried because things might not work out for you and then your life's going to suck and you'll be unhappy and then you don't matter and you blah, 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 blah. And that's really an unpleasant way to live. Again, that's why I believe the divine feminine is important, an important concept. We could live much more relaxed, much more enjoyable lives if as a whole we all agreed to this. And how does the whole change? The individual has to change. So what you do to make an effort towards being in a place of greater acceptance and trust impacts the whole of humanity. And that's what we're talking about today. Trust that things will come to you. Now, yes, it's similar to trusting the process, but that episode obviously was a lot about like dealing with the ups and downs of life. This is just about getting to a certain point where you release attachment to the outcome. Now, as I started the episode with, It's not about just putting out into the universe one time, universe, I am ready for my dream job. I'm ready to just get plucked out of obscurity into a fabulous opportunity out of nowhere. Thank you, bye. And you don't do anything about it. We are spiritual beings in a physical world. We can't just do the spiritual stuff. We have to do the physical as well. And the physical means doing the work and taking the steps towards what you desire, but letting go of the outcome. We do the groundwork, we make the effort, we set the intention, we move towards it, and we trust that the universe will deliver and bring to us exactly what we desire, exactly what's aligned for us. And I know that this is an obnoxious statement for some people who feel like they've been dealt unfortunate things throughout their lives. Yet, again, listen to trust the process. Sometimes it happens to get us back on track. But let's keep the focus on this, okay? Trusting that things will come to you. Let me give you an example. And this is just like a small scale thing, right? It doesn't have to be like a grandiose thing, like finding the career of your life, having that quarter life crisis where you're like, who am I? What am I doing with my life? What will I do? And just expecting it to show up at your door. It's not that simple. But let's look at something smaller. And this will also give you a little update on my life, which I sometimes like to do. On my Divine Feminine episodes, especially as I'm still living a nomadic life, which my life is inching closer to nomadicism. Is that a word? Because the place where I'm living, the lease is up in June. So I've been spending some time sending it out to my guides, my team, to the universe. Hey, it's coming down to that time. I need to figure out what's next. Can you please place in my path what is the next step for my highest good, for my greatest growth, evolution, what have you? But guess what? I haven't just sat around and hope that it just plops in front of me with no work. I've been going online. I've been looking at different places around me where I can rent, other furnished rentals. I've been visiting different places. I went to New York City last weekend, New Jersey, to go see if that was tickling my fancy. Then this past weekend, I did a trip up towards closer to like Lake Ontario and that region. And I thought, you know, maybe it would be cool to be in this region for the summer. So I started putting my feelers out for that because like I've waited out the New York winter and it has not been easy. And part of me is like, I don't want to go to the city where there's no nature. I want to stay in the thick of it and enjoy every second of sunshine and summer because it's been rainy and crazy and snowy. So I put my feelers out and I started, you know, sending messages to different opportunities on Airbnb and furnished finders and stuff like that. And I'm not going to give too many details because something came along. Let's just say that, right? Like I said, trust that things will come to you. So something came along that sounds awesome. And I actually went to check it out today and it looks fantastic. And I'll just say this, it's an Airbnb rental that has a freaking drum set in it. And if you guys have been listening to me for a while, you know that last year I learned how to play the drums and I had a drum set for like 5 months last year and I banged away on it and learned some drums, but I had to let it go because I'm a nomad and it's not easy to travel with a drum kit in your car. And I've been asking and I've been hoping that I could find my way back to some drums, and guess what? Guess what found me? A drum set in this place. But that's all I'm going to say because this year, I feel like the theme of this year for me so far, we're only 4 months deep in it, but it could be expect things to not work out. I don't want to say that. It's been more like the old fuck around and find out thing, right? Like, yeah, try this, try the other thing, but don't get too attached to the things that you are hoping to happen to work out. Because so far, I feel like I've jumped from different things, like from career to romantic to location, and everything I thought that was coming in just disappeared like really quickly, like a lot of tower moments already. So I'm not betting on anything, but I'm just saying, even if this doesn't work out, I found a place with a drum kit in it. That's pretty badass. Thank you, universe. Thanks for hearing me out. It took a while because I've been asking for it for a while. And then just another little tidbit, something else cool that happened. Right before I went to go check out that place, I went to a metaphysical crystal shop because yeah, I go to those a lot. I was looking for a new belly button ring, one with like a nice crystal in it. And I was looking around and I asked somebody if they had belly button rings. And turns out the woman I asked was the owner of the store. And we started chatting. And she shared that she actually has created an Oracle deck and that it was for sale in the store. So, of course, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's amazing. I want to buy it. Which, by the way, is the new deck that I'm going to pull from today for my card pull for my Divine Feminine. Oh, my God, I love it. It's the Oracle of the Nile. It's an Egyptian-themed deck. It's gorgeous. It sort of weaves in some tarot cards with just some other Oracle cards she made up. They're beautiful. She was an amazing woman, by the way. I loved her. Her name is Christine Siebold, and I'm going to put the link for this deck online. Anyways, so I bought the deck, and I was like, hey, listen, because you're the creator of this glorious deck, do you mind if I open them here and have you, like, give your energy to it? Like, you know, just play with them a little. And like, you know, give them your juices since you're its creator. And she was like, yeah, okay. She might have thought it was strange, but probably not because she's woo like me. And so she took the cards and she was like, well, let me pull a card for you. What's your question? And so I told her, I was like, well, I have to figure out where I'm going to go next in life. Like, what's my next step? And basically, again, I'm not going to reveal too much because God damn it, everything I've gotten my hopes up for this year has not turned out as expected. But guess what? That's fine because I'm trusting the process. And I know that things will come to me that are meant for me. But she basically brought up two places that I had kind of had in my mind that might be my next destination. So that was curious. And then she said, and I'll just share this part. She said, but not until September. She's like, don't make any decisions. Because one card that came out was temptation. And she's like, you're going to be tempted to just leave, to just go, but don't make any big decisions until September. And when I found this new place, turns out that I can move in when my lease is up and stay through September. So isn't that interesting? Anyways, my point of all this is that I'm going to pull a card from that deck and that it was just a very serendipitous day, which was really nice because it really has been like a weird, rough kind of time. And with things seemingly not coming together, and now the tides are turning. Ooh, which reminds me, we have a new moon this Tuesday in Taurus. I feel that's what's happening. Taurus is earth energy. It's an earth sign. So it's about, and Taurus like also doesn't stand for bullshit. That's one thing about Tauruses. I do love a good Taurus, but Taurus also like, they are not going to hide the fact that they do not entertain bullshit. And like their specific brand of it. Like Taurus is to me, if you do something that they don't believe is the logical thing to do, they look at you. I'll just say they look at you not very nicely, okay? If you know, you know, as they say. However, that can be a great thing because we're not fucking around anymore. The Taurus new moon is like, hey, things are actually going to start falling into place. They're going to start coming into physicality. What will you do? Trusting that things will come to you, this new moon is going to be a time where some things might be coming to you. I think this, my experience today, was part of the shadow period of the new moon because the moon's energy is obviously moving towards being in the new moon phase and away from it. So it's not just on the peak time, the day of the new moon or the full moon. It's the period, they say about like a week, I would say more like a few days before and after. So we're just a few days before. And you might see some of this with the Taurus new moon, that things that you've actually been like, when the heck is this going to happen? You're like, oh, wait, this, oh my gosh, the path is actually coming into being. It's appearing. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, get ready for that. We've been in a lot of nebulous energy so far this year with a lot of like potential and then, okay, that didn't work out. And then try this and this didn't work out. And again, I'm speaking from my personal experience. However, I've heard that sentiment echoed by others where they're like, I'm just kind of in a place where I'm just kicking back. Again, the feminine, because I have many other friends who also were hoping that this year would be a big momentum forward in their careers, in their work, and they're feeling kind of stalled out like I am. Trust the process because it means that it's opening the doors and the opportunities and the time for us to focus on what was really meant to happen this year, which we might not have been aware of, whatever that is for you, for me, for anyone else. Yet I'm still convinced that by the end of this year, I think a lot of people are going to say, whoa, dang, that a lot did change. A lot did happen this year. So don't be frustrated, my friends. I'm working not to be frustrated. And I got a little win today. And I hope that you get a little win. This week, this new moon, coming up, this Taurus season, we're moving into May. I think from here, we're going to start picking up pace. So when you're losing hope, know that at the right time, things will come to you. I promise you, I've been stressing out about when I would know what I would do next. And now it finally comes. There's a period of stress. And I said you shouldn't stress or worry or be anxious. I think that that will reduce as a whole on the planet when we start to move in cycles more, trust things more. I really think that's my vision. That's why I have this damn podcast. It's because I do believe that humanity doesn't have to be killing itself with stress, which we literally are. I find myself caught up in stress, as I spoke of, but this can change. Start by trusting that things will come to you. Things will come to you. Let them come to you. Set your intention about what you want. Begin to explore and study and learn about the things you want. Begin to take the steps towards the things you want. But then at a certain point, you have to let go. In the rooms of 12-step programs, they say let go and let God. You can switch that to let go and let the divine, let go and let the universe. But at a certain point, it is out of your hands because you have passed over the information to the greater whole. They say that the universe is like a Xerox machine. And if you set a solid, focused intention, it literally just copies exactly what you want. You can hear insane examples of people manifesting and creating and receiving the exact thing that they put out. And it's all a matter of how much they have faith and believe in it. And not to get too biblical about this, but that's basically the concept about the person that was Jesus, was that he had such an unwavering faith in the power of creation and the ability to create and manifest exactly what you think of, because thoughts are that powerful. Because of his unwavering faith, it is said that's how he was able to create things out of nothing, to able to heal the sick, able to resurrect himself, because he had no doubt of who he was and what he was capable of. And that's the power that humans have. And we won't go too deep in this, but it is a bit of trusting the process, because even a evolved divine being like Jesus could only go so far, and then the rest came to him once he set the process in place. Do you understand? It really is so much about just having true, unwavering faith. Give yourself that challenge, I would say. Give yourself the challenge of saying, you know, I really, really want this to be by the end of the year. I want this to happen by the end of this year. And I'm not going to put my entire happiness or well-being based on this. I'll be fine whether or not it happens, but I'm just going to decide that this is going to happen by the end of this year. And if you're not attached to the outcome or what it looks like, you can't be let down. It's attachment that causes suffering. That's a Buddhist statement that says all suffering is caused by attachment. Attachments to things, attachment to people, attachments to outcomes. When we release that, we are just seeing and focusing on what we most want to manifest. And if it doesn't occur, we're okay with it. So we try in little things. We try in little things. For example, I consistently every day in my morning meditation say, thank you, spirits and guides, for leading me towards the next best step for my life, towards those things that I desire to experience, to have, to share. And I do my work throughout my day, my part, right? The things that I have control of to find those things, like going online and looking for different options for my next housing position, place. And then that's all I can do. And I close my laptop at the end of the day and I move on. And I'm not saying that I do it seamlessly. Like I said, sometimes I'm stressed the freak out and I don't know how things are going to work out. And also, example, I'm in the career transition, right? I'm trying to move from one focus of work to another. And I feel frustrated because I feel like there's no traction there. But what can I do? I keep doing my podcast. I keep seeing clients. I keep doing my thing. And at a certain point, I might have to be a bit more innovative and switch things up. But I'm also trusting that as long as I just keep putting out there what I believe is what I'm meant to share, that the opportunity will come. And I spoke about this on the last episode where I was basically saying, do the work that's in front of you believe in what you're doing, prepare yourself for success, and one day your opportunity will come. And that's sort of the same thing. Another thing I want to say about trusting that things will come to you is that it does take, again, patience. It takes a certain degree of being willing to wait. And that's something that I've realized for myself, is that I'd rather move slow and steady in my progress, in my work, in my career, as a person, towards connections, than try and push for them, force them, seek them out. I'd rather move slow and steady and eventually get there with things that are true, are of quality, and things that are led by attraction rather than promotion. Again, this is another concept that I heard in 12-step programs, because the idea of 12 steps, it's anonymous, right? So they say you don't promote it. You don't go out putting billboards up about 12 steps. You do it by attraction. And this is actually, again, a very divine feminine concept. Trust that if you're being your true essence and true self, you will attract. You don't have to promote yourself. You don't have to push yourself or your ideas on others. If you just do what you believe in, people will see it. They will eventually draw to it. And again, it may take more time than you'd like. But if our world moved more towards the idea of attraction rather than promotion, we might find ourselves a lot more aligned with being able to do and be what we really want to do and be, rather than feeling like we have to do certain things and have to be certain things because we need a result now. Again, honoring the divine feminine, which says we don't need it right now. We can trust the process. We can trust that just by being ourselves, things will come to us that are meant for us. This also goes with allowing for yourself to draw and attract the people who are meant to be in your life. So many people find themselves, and because I've heard of this, I know friends like this, I know people in my life who say, you know, I just don't feel like I really connect with my community anymore. I don't feel like I found my people. And it's because not a lot of us allow for that time, the in-between, where we release what is that may no longer be aligned with us in order to attract what is meant for us and what is aligned for us now. Because again, our society has so many ideas of like, well, you have to have a family and you have to have a friend group and you have to have stability. So you can't have a time where you don't have friends or you don't have a family or you don't have a partner. There's so much stigma around that. But if you trust that things will come to you, when you honor yourself, when you are yourself, and this aligns with the episode that I'm going to do next, which is trusting in who you are just as you are. And that's a lot about trusting that things will come to you. When you're in your integrity, when you're in alignment with yourself, the most beautiful, harmonious things will come to you. We've all been there where we attract something that we later realized that wasn't aligned with me. And we might realize, I know why I attracted it though, was because I was coming from a place of desperation, a place of fear, a place of scarcity, a place of lack. Again, all words that are aligned with fear, that are aligned with doubt, that don't allow us to trust that things will come to us, that feel like we have to go chase them down and beat them down and drag them to us because we might not get them. Just do a little experiment like that. If there's anything in your life that you're wanting, see how you can surrender a bit to it. See how you can let go of your expectation for what it's going to look like and just do the work of creating the essence around what you want and letting go of how it arrives to you, that it will come to you. Another great example is a dear friend of mine who found me through my podcast. Her Instagram is Venee Lestis, V-E-N-E-L-E-S-T-I-S. And she's actually a beautiful herbalist and does magic and divination and created this incredible deck of herbs and flowers and plants that is just beautiful. I really recommend everybody finding her on Instagram and ordering it. I love her. She was telling me once, she was working on her deck and she was getting really frustrated because she really needed information for this one plant. And she was trying to find it and she was thinking, you know, I really need this. But then she kind of let it go. Ooh, that's something I have to touch on. You can step on it if you want, is letting things go because then they'll come to you. So she really needed this, but she's like, whatever, I'll just move on to the next one. And she told me, she said, a week later, out of nowhere, I got a package from a friend, and it was a book about the exact plant that I needed more information about. And we both had this moment where we're like, there it is. Things come to you. Things will come to you, not when you furiously chase after them, but when you set your intention, I need this. I need this, but I can't find it. So I'm going to let it go and go towards something else. And it will find its way to you if it's meant for you. It will find its way to you if it's aligned with what you're doing. She was creating this beautiful, gorgeous deck for the highest good as a beautiful gift to the world. So of course it was going to come to her. And how many of you, have you ever had that happen to you? I can't tell you how many times I've lost something. And if I lose something and I lose my shit and I'm like, I have to find it. I can't believe I lost my freaking favorite pair of sunglasses. That actually happened to me when I did my trip last year through Big Sky Country. I was in Wyoming. I was in Jackson Hole and we went to this bar and we were all over the place. We went for a hike that day. And at the end of the day, I was like, where are my sunglasses? And they were nowhere to be found. And I freaking drove up and down the main strip. I went to every single place. I retraced every step. I went back through a hike I did. I couldn't let it go. I really wanted those damn sunglasses. And guess what? I never found them. Yet I have other times where I've lost, let's say, like a necklace. And immediately I have acceptance. I'm like, you know what? It's fine. That necklace wasn't meant for me. And I let it go. And then I go later, put my hand in my jacket pocket, and there it is. The things that we run after, the things that we chase, will elude us. When we have acceptance around something, it often finds its way back to us. You've probably also found this with people or relationships or opportunities. If we're working really hard to get a job and we don't get the job that we wanted and we say, well, you know what? It's okay. I'm going to go towards this one. Sometimes out of nowhere, we get a callback for that job or an even better opportunity comes in. The power of letting go is phenomenal. It's huge. It's astronomical. It's the way of the universe. The universe doesn't respond to chasing. It responds to receiving. Chasing is just an illusion. We think we're running after something. There's no running. We're in place. It's all about what we're attracting. It's all about what we're being because that's what we attract. When we let go of something, it will find its way back to us. When we let go of the need for a certain outcome, what's meant for us will be drawn towards us. The most miraculous things, and I would actually love to hear your stories, and we can call this serendipitous, whatever you want. To me, it's the law of that which is meant for us coming to us, letting things come to us. I'd love to hear your stories about this. If you want to email me, whitney@womenwaken.com, find me on Instagram, however you want to do it. I'd love to hear your stories and I'd love to compile them for an episode. That would be fun. All right, everybody. I feel like I was all over the place. I went from like the reproductive system to books and herbs and drums kits, but I hope you get the idea that maybe give yourself a little break and trust that things can come to you. You don't always have to go after them. You don't have to exhaust yourself chasing them. You don't have to exhaust yourself fixating on them and focusing on them and obsessing over them. Try letting go a little bit. Let go and they might come to you. My friend also just told me this. She was talking about, we're talking about dating, and she was saying how she's like, you know, it always happens that if I'm stressed out, she was texting this guy that she likes. He wasn't texting her back. And she's like, you know what? Whatever. Fine. I'm going to go on with my day. I don't even care if he responds. And then like right away, he texted her. It's just how it works. When we let go of something, when we stop trying to force it, it gets back, the energy gets back in the flow. It's almost like we are blocking the energy. When we try to force it, when we try to fight it, we're blocking it from running its course so it can find its way back to us. So keep that in mind. The more you let go, the more you receive. The more you let go, the more you allow for a process to happen and something to find its way directly to you when it's meant to. Okay, so now I'm going to pull from my brand new deck, which I'm really excited about. This beautiful deck, the Oracle of the Nile. Ooh, Egyptian. Is anybody into Egyptian stuff? Does anybody feel a tie to ancient Egypt? Of course you do. So many of us do. So many of us were alive in those glorious times where we moved things with our mind and communicated with telepathy. It was great. Okay, so let's see what card wants to come out. It's just going to be real simple, no description here. I'm just going to pull it and tell you what it says, give you a little bit of a description, and we're going to close this thing out. Here we go. One card for the highest good and greatest guidance for everyone listening. Today we have, ooh, lovely. Oh my gosh, perfect for this episode. We have the card Imagine. Imagine, and it's a beautiful card of, it looks like a woman. She has long flowy hair, looks like she's wearing a dress. She's facing away from us, and she's looking towards a rainbow sprouting out of the clouds. Imagine. Imagine the possibilities. There you go. If you want things to come to you, first you have to set your intention. You have to, you visualize them. You imagine it in your mind's eye. You create it in your mind's eye because that's where the concept is first given birth. Nothing has ever arrived to you that you haven't first birthed in your mind's eye, in your creative imaginary energy. It's just what it is. I was actually just reading about this in my Seth book. Right now I'm reading The Nature of Personal Reality, which is one of the books in the series of their many books. And it literally said almost this. It said humans are held back from advancement because they fail to understand that their imagination is the conception point for their reality. So imagine the reality that you want to live within. Spend more time in your imagination because that is literally what creates what we experience. And guess what? When we feel like life is a nightmare, it's because our imagination is like a bad dream. Our imagination is in a place of fear and doubt and lack and terror. So make your imagination a beautiful place with, like this card with a rainbow. Have beautiful thoughts of the most highest, amazing, wonderful things happening. And again, it's not that simple. It's not all just sunshine and rainbows. But the more we focus on that, it kind of is. If that's all we imagine, then one day that's all we'll experience. And maybe there's always duality, but it can be a little bit more balanced, yeah? Yeah, with giving a little bit of that divine feminine presence, I think we can do it. All right, everybody. I wish you the best of luck on your journey of surrendering, accepting, relaxing, embracing patience, embracing imagination, and letting things come to you, because the most beautiful, wonderful things are coming to you right now. In fact, it might even arrive today when you're listening to this, or very soon. All right, everybody, wishing you all a very fabulous week, a happy new moon in Taurus. Hope this was helpful. Take care. That wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to Women Waken. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and come back for more. If you'd like to connect with the Women Waken community, you can find us on Instagram at Women Waken. And if you follow Women Waken, you can get a free tarot card reading if you just send a DM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and don't forget to let your unique light shine into this world.